We're learning Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Ches, Amar Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah of Chav Ches, Amar Aleph, on the bottom, a very important Mishnah. Va'oid Amar Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara afterwards, very important. Va'oid Amar Rav Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, Beis HaKnesses that got destroyed, it still retains its Kedusha. And Eim HaSpidim V'Seichai, you can't say a Hesped inside it, Be'im HaFshil V'Seichav Olam, even though it's a very big place, so you want to make ropes there. It's a very good place to make ropes. It's very open. You can't do it. You can't put traps in there. You can't dry pears on top of it. All these things are bizarre into the base of Knesset. And the Chiddush is that still retains its Kedusha even after the Tzchar. You can't walk through it as a shortcut. It says in the Pasuk, I'm going to destroy your Mikdashechem. Even when destroyed, it still retains Kedusha. If it starts growing grass, and maybe you think you should rip it out because it's a bazillion, says, no, leave it there. We want it to be Agvas Nefesh so people should see it and remember how it used to be a glorious Beis Medrash, and maybe they'll come back and fix it up. Therefore, we leave the grass there as Agvas Nefesh. That's the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a chumrah. It happens to be, this is how we pass, because this is not a machlekes, but it says, Va'oidom Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is before, the Mishnah before said, Rabbi Yehuda said, that you can sell a Beis Knesses for any type of use. We understand why selling is different than here, because selling, the Kedusha gets transferred from the Beis Knesses to the money. But the question is, there is Mekel. Don't pass it for Oida Yehuda, if there is Mekel, here is Machmer. So it says there was a Chumra there also, because Rabbi Yehuda held that it has to be sold dafka l'shem chatzar, but if you sell it stam, it does not lose its kedusha. So Rabbi Yehuda said a chumra over there that has to be sold l'shem chatzar. But oydan Rabbi Yehuda, not a chumra that even after it's destroyed, it still retains its kedusha. That's what Taisa the Ramas of Oyd speaks out. Zok the Gemara Vayda, Tana Rabbanon, Batek nisiyos ein noyegim and kalos roish. In a basic Knesset, you cannot be noyeg kalos roish. What does kalos roish mean? Ein oichlim behem vein shoyis behem. Now a drink or eat in a base medrash. And we'll get to Loch Lamaisa soon. We'll get to Loch Lamaisa soon, but Beis Marish or Beis HaKnesses, some of the gears of Beis HaKnesses, about the Midrashas, and Beis Marish is more chomer than Beis HaKnesses. We were in the Gemara before, yesterday's daf, and we passed like that, Beis Marish is more chomer than Beis HaKnesses. So even a Beis HaKnesses, you can't have Kalos Rosh, and ain't Oichlim and Shoysim Behem, you can't eat or drink in it. Tosfos asked, the Marav Pesachim says, you make Kiddush and Shul, so you used to eat there. Tosfos says that was on a side room, it wasn't in Beis Marish. Okay, ain't Oichlim Behem and Shoysim Behem. You can't be mekashet in there. You can't, beautify yourself in there. Put on whatever you want. You can't do personal use in the Beis Medrash. You can't just take a walk in the Beis Medrash. Let's say it's very hot. You want to go into the air-conditioned room. You can't go in it. If it's pouring rain, you want protection. You're not going to walk in the Beis Medrash for that. You can't do a hesped shel yachid in there. You cannot be noyeg a hesped shel yachid in the Beis Medrash. I'll carry in behem, but you could read, you learn chumash there, v'shoyin behem, and you can learn mishnayis there. Right away, it jumps to your pillow. Are you allowed to learn in the Beis Medrash? Knesset? Teretz is, to Dr. Rishon Letzion, which is the Arachayim HaKadosh, to come and tell you that Beis Knesset is not more kosher than Beis Medrash. Look at Beis Medrash, you could learn and daven there. Here also, you could learn and daven in this Beis HaKnesses. Umaspidim ahesped rabim. The exception to the rule is you can be maspid ahesped shel rabim in this shul. Why? Because you need a big place and it's a tzarech mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to use the Beis Medrash for hesped rabim. Om Rav Yehuda, when don't you let the grass grow? Emesai be a shuvon. Only when the Beis Medrash is up. Ava b'chabonom, if it's destroyed, then menichim oisah, let the grass grow. You shouldn't even detach the grass from the agus nefesh, because we want it to look bad, so people should want to rebuild it. Freit the Gemara, where the grass is coming? Asav amad dekar shmayo. We're talking about the things you're allowed to do in it. Also talking about grass. What's going on here? There's something missing over here. After it said all things you're not allowed to do, or that you're allowed to do, it says you sweep it every day. You put water, because those days it was earthen floors. The floor was earth. You don't want to grow any grass. So first you sweep it, and they make it wet. So grass should not grow. That's only when the Beis Medrash is erect. When it's destroyed, you let the grass grow, and all by myself, you don't cut it because you want it to grow and make Beis Medrash look not Beis Knesset look not so nice, because you want people to rebuild it. Omer Avasi, Batei Knesiyos Shebabavel Al Tanai Ensuyin. The Batei Knesiyos in Babel, which is in Chutz Laaretz, they're made Al Tanai. Va'afapiken ein noyegim un kalas roish. But you still can't be noyeg kalas roish. Uman niu, my niu chesbonos. What is that? That is chesbonos. You can't figure out chesbonos of choil in the Beis Medrash. Now, what exactly does this mean? The Beis Knesses Shebabavel Al Tanai Ensuyin. So the three Pshatim Rishayin, we'll concentrate on two of them. Rashi sounds like I'm not Shishtam Shabbat, that you can make a Tanai, that if I want to eat and drink in the Beis Medrash, or the Beis Knesses, I can make a Tanai, and I can do it even while the Beis Medrash is up, I can eat and drink in it if I make a Tanai. And Zok Batoises, Toises argues, Toises Dafka, Tap Toises Dafka B'Talim, only when it's destroyed the Tanai helps. So while it's up, I cannot eat and drink in it. That's Toises Shita. And the Arzuru says like Rashi, and the question is, why Dafka Chutz Laaretz? So Tosfos explains that Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, when Mashiach comes, there won't be any Batei Midrash anymore. But Eretz Yisrael, the Tanai doesn't help, because the Kedusha is La'olam. It's even when Mashiach comes, therefore Tanai will not help. So we have over here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If you're allowed, the Tanai helps for while the Beis Medrash is up. According to Rashi, it helps. According to Tosfos, it does not help, only after it's destroyed. And even after it's destroyed, Zok D'Rosh, you can't be noyeg kalas roish, even with a tanai. And what would that be? Cheshbonos. That would be too much kalas roish. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos is a different shab. That's what the Rosh learns. Omer Rav Asi, Beis Knesses mechashem cheshbonos. If they have Beis Knesses where they figure out cheshbonos harav, malinim bayis hameis, then they, what's going to happen is in a malinim bayis hameis, the Mara will explain what that means exactly. It says they'll leave over meisim in the shul. Malinim sakadaitach. If you do cheshbonos, you should be malinim bayis hameis. So the Mara, no. You have to do that. You have to put the mace inside the Beis Medrash. No, more like this. It's an oynish. We're saying if someone doesn't give cover to the Beis Medrash and he does chesbonos harabim, and if this means even after tzcharav, according to the Rosh, you know what's going to happen? They are going to have a lot of mace and going to be melinim by mace mitzvah in this Beis Medrash. In this Beis Medrash. And the first said, the reason is because the Gemara Bracha says that they saw people live long life above. It says, why? He says, you know why? Because they go early to the Beis Medrash. But if what I'm saying here, if you don't keep the right cover of the Beis Medrash, then you will not have long life. Akapanim, that says the Gemara. So Ramayisha Feinstein in the Tshuva, Simmev Hei, which actually is about bringing a service dog into the Beis Medrash, for someone who can't see. So there, he talks about how you're allowed to make Shal Shudas in Shul. You're not allowed to eat and drink in shul. That's the paskin. Kalos roish, you're not allowed to paskin shulchan aruch. In kufin al sevalif, you're not allowed to basic knesses ubati medrashos. You're not allowed to eat or drink in it. And then in sif yud aleph, he brings down the shulchan aruch. Brings down the kufin al sif yud aleph. Brings down that if you make a tanai, so when it's destroyed, I'm allowed to eat and drink in it. But when it's up, I can't. That's the paskin shulchan aruch. So how do you eat and drink? Zokta Ramosha that was sunnik on the shittas Rashi in our zerua, who hold that the tanai works even when it's up. It says the minig was never to be sunnik. And he said that today already, that's the minig, and that's ready, you can keep that minig. That you eat and drink in it, because we saw that you make it on Tanai, and that's what you eat and drink in it. The only problem is, in Eretz Yisrael, it should be a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't make it Tanai. So in Eretz Yisrael, you had to make Shal Shuvah in Shul. So then the answer, it's made Tzarech Mitzvah, that's the Hatta, Tzarech Mitzvah. Ve'ein noyasim behem. Weiter, we're not finished with the sugya. Let's go weiter. It's said in this brice of Ein noyasim behem. You can't beautify yourself in it, whatever that means. Amar Rava, Chachamim Tamidei Matarim, but Tamid Chacham allowed to do this in the Beis Medrash. Amar Rishu Malevi, and Beis Knesses, by the way. Amar Rishu Malevi, my Beis Rabbanim, Beis Rabbanim. It's called Beis Rabbanim. Beis Rabbanim is their house. Since it's their house, since that's what they learn, they have a special heter to do those things inside the Beis Medrash. The Mishnah for Rashi is very good because Tanai works B'Vinyana. If you Tosfos, you have to know what the heter is that you're allowed to do it. I didn't get a clear b'shalach. Be Tosfos and the Rosh. What exactly is the heter of Beis Rabbanan? You have to say is that they were makel for the Rabbanan that it should work that much. They could eat and drink and do their needs in the Beis Medrash. And obviously, Ein Oisvahem, like you said, it's talking about Batei Knesiyos. So see, even Batei Knesiyos is mutter. So the Rashi on the Rif says Kav HaChomer. If Beis Medrash is mutter, so it's possible Beis Knesses is mutter because Beis Medrash is more chomer, is more kaddish. You're not allowed to go into the Beis Medrash or Beis Knesses if it's too sunny or if it's raining. They were standing and talking and learning with Rava. Also, Zilcha the Mitra came mamash a hurricane, very strong storm, a rain, very strong rain. Ayla beKrista, went to the Beis Medrash. Omar, and they said, by the way, Hayd lina Beis Medrashto, la mishum Mitra. We're not going because of the rain. Right now, I'll do. Ella mishum the Shmeitza boyit Selusa kiyom daastan. Only because the learning needs a clear day, like a yom daastan, which is a certain type of windy day where it's very clear. That's what we're going to Beis Medrash. We want to learn, and not because of the rain. Now they asked the Chayyim here to talking about lichamim. The Chayyim said they'll do it if they wanted it. So it's a good kasha. They want to do l'frim mishur sadin. That's if you hold like Rashi. If I like Taisus brings a Rashi from this Gemara that doesn't tonight does not work when it's still up. He brings this Rashi. That's the top Taisus brings a Rashi. Rosh Leima top Taisus says Rosh Leima calls manchein b'teilim dochazinon. It says v'gam amarayim lo haroitz lekanes v'mikshom ne'mikshomim el mishum shmaitz b'yitz lusa. Al tekshamim, al the rain alone, they would not go in. They would not go in. So you see, it's a right taisus that b'minyanoi, there's no tanai does not work. Zok tomar vayta. Only Ravacha braid the Rav l'Ravashi. Itzrichel inchi l'mikra gavra v'knishto. Let's say you have to call someone out of the base of Knesset. What do you do? You're not walking for no reason. What do you do? My amalei itzrim rabbanon who if it's a talmud chacham leim hilchasa. Let me say halacha. Walks in, says halacha, and then calls the guy out. V'tanhu if he knows mishnayis leim esneita say a mishnah. V'karuhu, if you know some psukim, leim psukim, say a pasuk. V'loi, leim leinuka, tell the child who used to learn in the Beis Medrash, leim leim psukim, say a pasuk for me. Inami, nishi portavanekim, sit a little bit and stand up, because that alone is a mitzvah. Asher yeshu v'secha alone is a mitzvah. And for that, the minig is, people say asher yeshu v'secha, they get a chop around the pasuk and the sitting down, at the same time, that's pshat in that minig, to sit down and say a pasuk. U'maspidim ba hesped sharabim. We can't say regular hesped in the shul, but a hesped sharabim is mutter. Hechidom Hespeid the Rabbim, Machvi Rav Chista pointed, going to Hespeid the Koyeber Rav Sheshes, like a Hesped of Rav Sheshes. Machvi Rav Sheshes is going to Hespeid the Koyeber Rav Chista. He pointed to Rav Chista like a Hesped, like you. Vayin Tais the Rosh, Ein Paiskim Pelechot L'Satan. You don't just say that. So he says, it means the family. Let's see what's the Torah. Let's read the Tais Rosh, I'm sorry, I don't remember the Torah. Zog Tais the Rosh, Pirsha Meisar of Chista, Oisin Hesped Basic Nasas. Loin Hero. The bezel leima Rav Sheshar Rav Chista the yiftach pelas pivla satan Rav Chista the kach nirale the hakbrusha going to spade the koyber Rav Chista. It means Rav Chista is giving a hesped. It means el hesped that you're giving a hesped. That's called hesped Rav. The other pshat that I saw was that dafka yiftach pelas satan. He didn't open his mouth. He pointed. That's not probably the pelas satan. That's not pshat. So that you can say pshat. Talking about Ravaita. Rav from aspade lekalose beknishta. Rafram had a hesped for his daughter-in-law in the Beis HaKnesses. Amma, Mishum Yikri Didi Udemisa. It's because of my covet, because I guess it's his daughter-in-law, Udemisa, and the mace also. Also, everyone's going to come, and therefore, I'm making a hesped in the Beis Marish, because a lot of people are going to come. Rav Zera Saftil Hu Rabbanam Beknishto. He gave a hesped of a certain Talmud Chacham in the Beis Marish. Amma, Imishum Yikri Didi, Imishum Yikri Didi. Either because I'm giving a hesped here, or because of the covet of the Talmud Chacham, the Misa. The one who died, Asa Kulam, everyone's going to come. Either because of me or because of the mace, everyone's going to come, so you need a big makam. Rosh Lakish Shafti Lahut Sovereign Rabbanon, the Sheikh of Arad Yisrael. Rosh Lakish gave a hesped to some Talmud Chacham who was Sheikh in Arad Yisrael, he was around in Arad Yisrael. That was Tani Hilchus of Achav Dal Shirasa. Pashup Shara means he gave Shir to 24 rows of Tzaddik of Tamidim, and he gave him a hesped in the Beis Medrash. What do you say? Oma. Vai, don't say mismanaged, give a hesped. He said, Oma Vai Chosra Arad Yisrael Gava Rabba. He says, woe to Eretz Yisrael, we lost a big person. Ahu, no, none of my. Sahu Davatani Hilkasa, a certain Talmud Chacham who learned Hilkasa, Sifra, Vesifri, Vetesefta, no Gemara, but just he learned the Lachas, the Safra, Sifri, the Midrashim, no Gemara. Vashachman died. Also, Vamli Rav Nachman, they told Rav Nachman, listen, Mar. May want to give a hesped. Talmud Chacham was nifta. Oma hechi nisper. What should I say? Hey, tzana the molly sifra the chaser that I'm going to say. I'm going to say woe to the basket that's full of svarim and it has a bunch of holes in it. He doesn't understand one word there because he didn't learn Gemara. He wasn't mashamas with the chamim. Just learn knowing Mishnah is not enough. Pretty stark answer. So Gemara says, "Tachazi bein ma bein tkifei dar Yisrael lechassidim b'Bavel." Look at the difference between the gedolim of Yisrael and the gedolim of Bavel. Rosh Lakish was a gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. He was very gracious and he gave a very nice hesped. Masha'inkein, Rav Nachman Yitzchak was a gedolim of Bavel. He was more stark and he said, "No, I'm not giving a hesped to someone who doesn't deserve it." But the shaila is, "Fek Yitayis Rosh." that, what do you mean? The first time Chacham had 24 rows of Talmidim. So like, it's not a raya. Of course it's getting big hesped. Here we're talking about, it's not pure apples to apples. Emetai Sirosh, no, it means Rosh Lakish gave hesped in front of 24 rows of Talmidim. Yeah, change the translation before. No, it means that Rosh Lakish gave a hesped for Yana Talmud Chacham in front of 24 rows of Talmidim, and not that he was a Rebbe in front of 24 rows of Talmidim. That's what the Tais Rosh answers. Zotim Aravayt, Tana Hotzim, says in the Mishnah in Mestechus Avos, Udashtamish betaga chalof. Someone who uses the Kesa Torah for Hana, chalof, he's a chashom, going to leave this world. It means he uses the Torah at honor. We'll see in a second more of a story. Tani, Rosh Lakish, Zeh Mestamish b'shoyna halachis. This is someone who uses someone who learns. Someone who learns Torah, you can't use him for your own hana. Va'ama Ula. Ula agrees to it. Ula says sometimes when you have to use a Talmud Chacham, and you're allowed to use a Talmud Chacham. When you pay him money, for example. So, Va'ama Ula, even so, l'shtamash ish man tani arba, you can mishtamash someone who learned four Siddharim of Mishnai, so mishtamash man the Masnei Arba. But someone who learned four Siddharim of Gemara, already him, that already you should not use. Ki hadra shlokas of ha'ozol b'orcha, the story of Shlokas was going on the way. Mata urkama demaya, he reached a little brook of water. Also hu gavra, a certain person came, akave kaspe, he put him on his shoulder, but kamavale, he was bringing him over the brook. Amalei, Karisa, did you learn Chumash? Amalei, Karina, I learned Chumash. Tanisa, you learned Mishnayis? Tanina, Abba Sidri Mishnah. I learned four Dharma Mishnayis. Amalei, Pesaltulcha, Abba Turi, Vitant, Abba Shlokas, Kaspech. You carved out four Siddharim of, chiseled on a mountain, four rows in a mountain, which means you learned four Siddharim Mishnayis, you're carrying Shlokas, a Kaspech on your shoulder. Shoulder, Malikish, Amaya, throw Shlokas into the water. Amalei, Nichli da'ashame lamar. It's for me. It's a hana to give you to take care of you. So Shlokas said, "Yachli gamrene hamilsa." I'll teach you something. Domer Rav Zera says, "V'noyisu shol heinachmiro atzman shafil rois tipas dam kechardol yishavas al shivnekim." Rav Zera says, "V'noyisu shol u'machver." It's right from Talmud Gemara. They see a tipas dam kechardol. They sit shivnekim, which means midaraisa. A Isha becomes an Ida, is Tommy 7 days, no matter if she's all 7 days. After 7 days, she goes to Mikvah, finish. No, she don't need any Nikim. The 11 days after that, she could become a Zava Gedayla, an Isha of Nikim. She's 3 days in a row after that. But Rav Zera said, every time you see a little dam, you have to keep Shiva Nikim. Why? Because people are not going to chop the 7 and 11. Frank Rashi, okay, they're not going to chop 7 and 11. That's only if you see 3 days straight, you have to keep Shiva Nikim. But if you see one Tipas Dam Chargal, how is it ever possible to have a Shiva Nikim on that? So we'll say Taisus and Rashi, So we'll say one Teretz, the Taisus and Rashi will say, then it's passed like this. If someone is in the middle of Shiv Nakim and they see a Tipas Dam Chardal, it's Soyser to Shiv Nakim. It breaks it off. You have to see Shiv Nakim again. So it's possible one Tipas Dam to be Mechayiv Shiv Nakim. And therefore, since the guy is in Halach as well, we say, always, you see a little Dam, you have to sit Shiv Nakim. Tana Bel Yo call Shen Alochis Muftuk Loshu Ben Abash. Now my Alichas Ayum Loi, I'll take care of Alichas Allah Halochis. You see, someone keeps learning Alochis, he gets El Abash. What's is coming in over here? So the Mashah Nida says that even though it's not so complicated anymore, Nida, it's very simple. You see, the Tipas Dam Chadu Shem Nakim, don't think of 7, 11, 7. It's very simple. Still, you gotta learn the Halochis call. Shen Alochis call Yo Muftuk Loshu Ben Abash. That this is he learned from here. That's the Hemshech HaGemara. The Mashah Nida says that.